My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to eighth time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Infield stays in. Joey Loperfido will bat for the first time.
There's a sharply hit baseball down the left field line. One run scores. Here comes Yiner. Two RBI base hit for Loperfido. Astros lead it by 3. It is 8-5.
Yeah, that was the hit that clinched it for me yesterday. That two-run single by Loperfido gave him a little wiggle room, made it 8-5. They would go on. I think Trey Cabbage had a two-run single or double or something after that. And the Astros went 10-5 in an 11-inning game that, because of Mother Nature, took like 7 hours to finish. But, as we come in on Monday, I'm Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Seth, have you heard the good news?
I have heard this astoundingly good news, Sean.
There's so much good news. I say, have you heard the good news, as if this is a singular bullet point. But I have three bullet points that I would love to share with the audience, because this is the good news. The Astros, first time over 500 for the first time all season, because as we know, they started out 0-4 against the Yankees. Best record in Major League Baseball for the month of June, 17-8. And we got to talk more about that. Given some of the things this team has had inflicted upon it by the baseball gods. But most importantly, Seth, 3.5 games back of the Seattle Mariners in the AL West. The closest they have been, and two in the loss column. Closest they've been in a long, long time. Good morning, my friend. How was your
good weekend? Morning. Yeah, it is a. It's been a good. It was a good month. June was.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I kind of kept waiting. I feel like Callis had jinxed Jake Myers by. Remember, Jake had a great May, but then as May wound down, Callis kept saying, like, well, there's one guy that's not going to be happy to see the calendar turn to June. I'm like, hey, come on, man. It's kind of an arbitrary thing. And then all of a sudden, Myers stunk in June.
Yeah.
So I didn't want Myers to be like, well, boy, the Astros not looking forward to June not being around. And he steered clear of all of that.
He did.
So
he did.
You can save me your no-hitter jinxes and everything. I am all about the calendar month jinxes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That was versus a team that was in the exact same boat as you, I think, is
exact
important.
Same.
And, you know, I saw as the Mets started to reclaim ground on that game yesterday on social media, say, well, yeah, the Astros struggle versus bad teams. Like, well, no, the Mets are a 500 baseball team. They're the epitome of average. They're not an awesome baseball team, but they'd had a really, really – they were, along with the Astros, one of the best teams in baseball in the month of June. And the Astros now, I think you can point to what we were hoping for by the time you got out of the month of June. Wow, you had a resounding series victory versus one of the very best teams in baseball, the Baltimore Orioles. And then you came up against a team that was in the same boat as you, the Mets, and win a series against a team that's trying to do the same thing you're doing.
Yeah.
And also a team, the Mets, and that have spent heavily in the last couple of years and don't have anything to show for it. The Astros have done a better job of that over the last 2 years. But they looked a lot more like the team that they are on paper. The back of the baseball court card has been redeemed, Sean.
Well, the winner of that game yesterday was going to finish the month of June with the best record for the month of June in Major League Baseball. It was almost like a weird, I'm not going to say like playoff atmosphere because of that. I don't even know how many of the players in the game knew that. I didn't know until someone pointed it out during the game. I think Callis or Blum pointed it out on the broadcast during the game. What I liked about this series this weekend, Seth, was that if you had told me before the weekend, because I know one of the things that I was harping on last week was, man, boy, the way they are so thin right now in the starting rotation is that when either Fromber, Hunter, or Ronel Blanco are on the mound, you better go get that win that day because the other days are going to be really dicey. You got Arrigetti, and then they over the weekend, they probably made this determination a while ago but made public the determination, we're going to go with Dubin, and then we're going to muck it together. And they had to muck it together for 11 innings. But I think the thing that I like most about them taking 2 out of 3 from the Mets this weekend was that if you had told me before the weekend that Ronel Blanco wouldn't make it to the 6th inning and give up 6 earned runs, that Fromber, same thing, and that the other game would be a bullpen game, I would have said they're probably getting swept in this series, you know?
Right,
And instead they take 2 out of 3, and they show on Saturday, they showed tremendous nards by winning that game. And then yesterday, you know, yesterday was kind of your garden variety extra inning game, gave up some runs late. You know, Abreu gives up the home run to tie it up. But boy, I like that they piled it on late in the games as well in these games, too.
Yes. That's something we've seen over the last week or two is that they've been, remember in the beginning of this season, they were absolutely abysmal when trailing in the 7th inning and later. They'd blown so many saves. Like, there were so many things, those little razor's edge type of things that the Astros used to be awesome at, they just weren't doing. That's been a return there. I think the on the scrappiness on the pitching staff, that's been another hallmark of the Astros over these last few years, whether it's starters who reinvent themselves, you know, Charlie Morton or Gerrit Cole, or relievers that emerge and end up being way more than people anticipated. Sean Dubin had never thrown more than 35 pitches in an outing. He ends up going 3 1/3 scoreless innings on 55 pitches. So, you know, throwing 20 more pitches than he's ever thrown in a major league outing, goes out and does everything you need. I mean, looking into this Blue Jays series, now you do bemoan a little bit an extra innings game where, you know, Hader didn't go out because Hader had been warming up, ready for the ninth. And, gosh, I guess if we really wanted to split hair.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There, I mean, in the broadcast booth, they were talking the whole time about how they could see the storms rolling in. The radar was showing that this is almost definitely going to be a rainout. If the Astros had been able to maintain that healthy lead they had at the beginning, then maybe they would have just called the game and it would have been an Astros victory. But Mother Nature wanted to make it tougher for us, and she arrived a little bit too late.
Yep.
So, yeah, Dubin doing what he did, and there's just something there with that kid. It's funny, Sean, I've told you before, Sean Dubin grew up like 15 miles from my wife's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting with my brother, my future, likely future brother-in-law. I don't want to jinx that. But awesome kid. He's a Mets fan. So on Saturday, I was watching the game with him. And we had some good conversations about, you know, Pete Alonso and all that stuff. But Dubin was really genuinely, this isn't a slight, he was nothing special in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, didn't throw that hard. And that's a small little area up there. It's small schools. Like, my wife graduated with 85 kids in her high school class. And he, even in that league, he wasn't really anything special. And he just kept playing baseball. He's kind of the redneck version of a lot of the Astros Latin American pitchers,
yes.
Which is the Astros saw something in this kid who was a late bloomer that a lot of other teams might have given up on.
Yeah.
But they're like, yeah, why buy? Yeah, what? It's baseball. Guys take until they're 25, 26 years old to develop sometimes. Why would we worry about it?
Yeah.
So, that's like I've got a special place in my heart for Dubin.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I thought Espada played it perfectly with him, too. They were kind of intimating on the broadcast, like, hey, he's getting into that second time through the lineup with the Mets, and he had thrown to that point right around his, I think you said 35 pitches was the most he'd thrown. He was right around that number, a little over that number. And my thought was, heading into the fourth, I'm like, they've probably been kind of preparing for this all week. They can squeeze one more inning out of him. That would be good. They did bring him out. He got one out. He puts a guy on. They yanked him. You know, like, yeah. I said a few weeks ago, I'm out on Joe Espada, largely because some of the silly things, in retrospect, he might have been forced to say about Jose Abreu.
Yeah.
So I'm getting to the point with Espada where I'm giving him a reset button here, and he's done a nice job lately. All right, we can't get through the open without talking about this, though. Jose Altuve, for just the second time, I believe, in
ever,
his entire career, yeah, ejected from a baseball game yesterday. It was a tricky situation, too, because it was two men on, two outs, at a point in the game where some insurance runs would have been really nice. Jose Altuve fouls a ball off his foot, clearly reacts to it, getting fouled off his foot. Ball rolls into the field of play, and the Mets play it out like they should, as if the ball is a fair ball. They do. They play it out. They throw Jose Altuve out at first. He wasn't even running to first. He was nursing his toe that just got hit with a foul ball. And he gets called out. And Jose Altuve exploded on these umps.
Yeah.
The umps conferred about it. The home plate umpire didn't see it or hear it, I guess. None of the other three umpires out there were in a position or were watching closely enough to overturn the call. So they said, sorry, Jose, you're out. Jose Altuve goes ballistic. Like, this was wild to see. Throws his helmet down, shatters his helmet. He's going nuts. Everybody's holding him back. Jose Altuve was asked after the game about the ejection.
Ball hits your foot and you don't get the call. That was a big spot in the game, too.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why I was a little mad, because big situation in the game. And, you know, in the situation we are as a team trying to win some games, and you don't really want stuff like that to happen.
What would you, any explanation on what they told you?
They didn't see it.
We don't see you get that mad. It was just what was just kind of going through you at that point.
Yeah, like I said, I think the game takes you to a lot of emotions, adrenaline, you know, and I understand the guy behind the play didn't see it because, you know, the catcher's there, but you have another three guys, first, second, and third. I felt like it was kind of obvious, so that was why I was so mad.
Definitely obvious on the replay. I guess that's my big thing, Seth. Like, I'm not super angry with the home plate ump, other than just read the batter. Look at him. He's hopping around on one leg after he fouls the ball off his foot.
It's not like Altuve's a guy that tries to game the system all that often.
He's not a flopper. Right. The first, second, and third base umpires, you know, they're 150 feet from the play. Do I get really angry or upset with them? Maybe. I don't know. My whole thing is, why is that not reviewable? Like, it's, you know?
I don't know, man. I know. It's one of those things that... It seems like that's the very type of thing that should be reviewable.
Yeah.
Like, when there's a clear cut. That's why I had high hopes for baseball replay, because there's so many more things that are pretty clear cut and defined.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're still working their way out. If this were the NFL, this would be a major talking point on First Take for like 3 weeks in a row.
Dude, it totally would. It totally would. Well, that's the thing, too, is the outcome, the actual... correct outcome of that play isn't anything where you need to assume anything. Like, it's like, get back in the batter's box. There's still two strikes. Everybody get back to the base, and let's keep playing.
This was in a series where the home plate umpire had forgotten what the count was at one point.
Did you see that?
You know,
oh, my
on
God.
Saturday, right?
What the hell?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm
like, am I taking crazy pills? He walked.
I know. Everybody looked like a...
That's wild.
Frustrating. Yep. I thought Altuve... I like that we've seen a darker side to him.
Twice now.
You know, you're talking about this season.
In the last two weeks.
Last week he had that. He was, like, visibly angry walking away. Where I was empathizing with Altuve on that particular play was, man, you take a ball off your great toe there.
Yeah.
That's painful. He had the rage that you feel when you're in the emergency room at 2 a.m., and they're just letting you sit there while you're bleeding from your ear. And you're like,
Hello.
I think this might be a big deal here. I think I might be dying. And yes. They're just like,
that's what it was,
Receptionist is flirting with a cop at the desk. And you're just like, I'm bleeding out.
Hello.
I'm bleeding out.
I'm on my second pint now. Hello.
Yeah.
All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll talk plenty about the Astros. Top of the hour, we'll do the good and the bad from the weekend. We've got to acknowledge me. Big acknowledgement, man.
Ooh,
a lot of acknowledges coming up at 7:20. Yeah, there's a ton of them coming up at 7:20. Will Anderson. Man, I was ready to go to bed last night, and this pops up on my YouTube stream at like 10 o'clock. I'm like, got to go get some cuts because Will Anderson was on the Rich Eisen show on Friday.
He had some really good stuff in this interview. Yeah.
It was really good. Eisen did a great job with this interview, I thought.
He did.
Yeah.
Kudos to Eisen.
He did a good job. So Will Anderson. On the impact of Danielle Hunter. When did you know CJ was the dude? Some really good stuff from Will Anderson. We'll circle back to the Astros. Big headlines, too, from overnight in the NBA we'll get to as well. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to eight, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Norse Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Norse.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.